Experiencing sexual violence is a terrible thing. Going through it alone is even worse, and to survivors in the LGBT community, it can be more than overwhelming. Last winter, Ohio University pooled funding for the Survivor Advocacy Program, or SAP. Suddenly, peer advocates found themselves without a job, and LGBT survivors found themselves without familiar resources. Since then, they have employed two licensed counselors, but they left peer survivor advocacy out. Alyssa, a senior at Ohio University, currently holds an administrative coordinator position at the Survivor Advocacy Outreach Program. Different from SAP, this program is unaffiliated with the university. It's currently the only rape crisis center that provides services to seven counties of southeastern Ohio. For Alyssa, the work she does is personal.
I was drawn to advocacy because as a survivor myself, I think it's really important that we don't forget that even though we want to be preventing this from ever happening, we're not there yet. It still happens. It's still happening very, very frequently. It's a very invasive and pervasive issue. And I think it's really important that we adequately and appropriately dedicate communities and resources towards helping people that have already been affected.
She's been through the 40-hour required training to become a peer advocate and has seen firsthand what the program can provide. Alyssa believes the decision to remove peer advocacy takes away from how effective the program has been in the past.
If sexual assault is about power and control, then the university controlling how, what, when things are reported, it takes a lot away from the process of what we know to be best practice for working with and working for survivors.
Her experience enabled her to recognize what having both straight and LGBT advocates can encourage survivors to seek help.
My trauma that I'm processing right now would have been much different if I would have had some kind of trained or educated or aware, like an advocate that was aware, or even a peer especially, that kind of had an awareness of what is an appropriate response to disclosure.
Patty Stokes, an Ohio University Women's Gender and Sexuality Studies professor, shares the belief in allowing students to go through the necessary training to become advocates. Her opinions are rooted in her experience. She's witnessed how sexual violence affects real people and why they need peer advocates that can relate to their struggles.
I think that just being able to offer a staff of trained advocates who, first of all, understand what it's like from the inside being a student here in the current culture, who are able to relate sometimes personally to the position of being a bisexual or queer woman here, or being a trans person here. I mean, there's no guarantee that there's always going to be somebody on the staff, but when I think about people I know who've done this work, many of them have, in fact, been queer in one way or another, including a couple of gay men that I can think of. And I think that's really valuable. And I think that's just one more reason why it's unfortunate that peer advocacy has come to an end, at least for now, on this campus.
Although queer sexual assault does happen, it's usually not part of the overall conversation. According to the Human Rights Campaign, people in the LGBT community experience sexual assault at similar, even higher rates than straight people. Specifically, 44% of lesbians and 61% of bisexual women experience rape, physical violence, or stalking by an intimate partner, compared to 35% of heterosexual women. In her work, Patty has taken a personal interest in these statistics.
I've become interested in the issue of sexual assault, not just because of academic commitments, but primarily really because in my teaching, I came to see that the national figures, the 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 that are sometimes cited, that those numbers are real and they represent real people's stories and real people's struggles to carry on even in the wake of an often devastating assault.
Increasing visibility and advocacy for LGBT sexual assault may encourage survivors to speak out about their experiences and provide a safer environment for people to seek help. In terms of peer advocacy, the university has claimed it to be a liability and an emotional burden for both the university itself and the students. Alyssa chooses to focus on what she believes to be in the best interest of the survivors.
To think that it is like solely a burden for me to provide services to somebody that needs them is like, I think that's a really big misinterpretation of how like beautiful advocacy, whether it's with sexual violence or whatever kind of violence, or just like the act of empathy and like providing knowledge that somebody needs access to, that that's not a burden. I mean, it's difficult, but it's not a burden.
If we can continue to increase awareness about sexual assault on campus and give a voice to survivors about what they believe is best for them, Ohio University will continue on the path to becoming a safer, more accepting community. For The Outlet, this is Julia Cook.